Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. Hey, this is great. I finally got this stuff kind of figured out to where I can get on and got a place to plug my headset and microphone now. And in fact, I got a couple places I can plug it in, all sorts of places now. So, but I just kind of got this sense that I should do a show. And there is so much going on right now. And a lot of it has to do with... just the intense amount of information that's coming forward right now. I can tell you that there's all sorts of stuff that's happening that is almost like it's just like amazing how much stuff is coming out. So energetically, of course, I know that there's a lot going on. I think yesterday, the 15th, was the day when all the stuff was going to be happening, and this and that, and it's kind of like, well, we're kind of like just dealing with it all, and there's all these cosmic energies coming in, this cosmic stuff, and it's almost like, what do we do with it all? And today I put up several posts that I will certainly, you can always check today, meaning the 15th, several posts have come up that I really felt were... just had to do with what's going on. There is going to be a lot of things that are happening. It's kind of like the whole thing is all coming to pass. And, you know, this awakening is we're in the process of it right now. And, you know, we're getting the events that are happening. I just posted today the kind of announcement from the White House, which came out the 13th, that had to do with human trafficking. And, you know, as much as I would rather not have to even mention it, it's definitely something that is, part of disclosure. It's all part of disclosure. And I think that's very important. This human trafficking thing is kind of like, it's something I don't really know much about it personally. And I certainly, I do a couple people here and there who were sort of involved in things, certain things, but it wasn't trafficking. It was more like, you know, they would provide a service. And I talked to people like that, both straight, gay, bisexual, transsexual, whatever, but it, not human trafficking. It's not where they were doing things against, had to do things against their will. They were, the ones I've talked to were just ones who chose that as a way to live for a little while. And, all I can say is right now it's very big. Awareness and awakening is big. And remember, it was about a year ago that David Wilcock. I'll probably find that post and see if I can link it up here, mentioned or said that and I think he was talking about, in that case, he was talking about, the P-gate and this trafficking issue was closely tied with disclosure. In other words, once this thing goes down, then full disclosure, we're talking about full, we're going to call it cosmic disclosure, full cosmic disclosure. I remember that from Contact in the Desert last year. And I'm pretty sure that I posted it at one point. So I'll see if I can find that. The things that have happened today, I'm just looking things up right now. A lot of times I'll do these shows and I won't be talking about all the posts that came out. But besides the two Monty Pythons, which I thought were just perfect fits, so it's absolutely hilarious. Michael Sala did talk about the Trump call for a space force, U.S. space force. This to me is all just sort of a dog and pony show just to disclose the entire, disclose the whole space, the secret hidden space program. That to me is what that's all about. Nothing really more than that. It's not about increasing it. Who knows? But, this thing has been going on for so long, and it's been exposed in a variety of ways in movies like, the Transformers, Captain America were my favorites. Also probably Iron Man, the Iron Man movies. But in any event, that was an important thing. The other part, now I haven't posted anything on the latest Russia things. Everybody's trying to blame Russia for a nerve agent deal. And I know, whatever the deal was, they were an ex-Russian spies who live in the UK were supposedly poisoned by a nerve agent and all this and all that. That, of course, is another thing. It's another thing. The whole Russia did it. Oh, evil Russia. Oh, be afraid. Be very afraid. That whole paradigm, which is a very old paradigm, the Russia, be afraid, paradigm is dying. In fact, it's dead. Essentially, it's dead. And so I thought that dead parrot, the Monty Python dead parrot, with John Cleese and who's the other guy? Oh, I forget the other guy's name. But anyway, John Cleese, I know. It's just the whole thing. The whole thing about it being a dead parrot. And it's a dead parrot. It's a dead parrot. The parrot is dead. So, and it really, dead parrot. Well, dead paradigm. It's a dead parrot paradigm. So, that's a good one. I'm going to write that down. It's a dead parrot paradigm. So maybe that's a new logo or a new thing we can use. We'll call it a DPP. So it's a DPP, a dead parrot paradigm. So there are a lot of dead parrot paradigms that are being, what shall we say, they're being exposed as being dead, and they're being exposed maybe as being parrots. Nothing wrong with a parrot. They're just dead. They're actually dead. And it's like they're trying to keep this thing alive. And whether it's a Democrat or a liberal thing or a this or that or a Republican deal where they're trying to keep this whole thing alive, whatever the thing is, I don't care who's doing it. And now it appears, the deep state or whoever it is has tried to bring this thing out again. Again, let's blame Russia. Let's keep this thing going. But it ain't going to work. And Russia, I can tell you, the Russia government, we'll call them, the leaders of the government, Putin, Lavrov, all those people who we know from Lotta Ray's Futurist Trendcast, they don't play that game. They're here to balance, to hold a balance for the planet, and that is the important thing for them being here right now. Hold on, I'm going to take a quick sip. I'm going to put my thing on mute. Hold on. Hopefully you couldn't hear that. I hope my mute button is working. That's one of the things I want to, really want to get my microphone back and get it working again so I could, I could actually use my mute button. Let me try that one more time. Mute. Okay, it's working. So in any event, it's just, I'll tell you what, the whole deal is it's just absolutely fabulously, that if you look at it the right way, I think the energy is being so intense right now. Let's look at that. The energies of, we'll call them the energies of apocalypse, of the apocalypse, the exposure, unveiling, uncovering of, we'll call it the truth, truths, etc. All those things, the energies are extremely intense, and I'm capitalizing that. They're extremely intense. There's a lot of them, There's a lot of them, and they're all going at once. What can I say? They're all going at once. They're all these apocalypses are happening. There's one happening over here. There's one happening over there. There's one happening underneath the house. There's another one happening over there. And it's like, oh, man. It's like part of it is, a thing where everyone, I guess, has to learn, we kind of need to learn how, really to deal with them, how to deal with them. And I saw a thing, I may post a link to the video, a link to the Kenton Perry video. Kent Dunn and Perry did a video today, and I just happened to watch it. I watch a lot of different videos, most of which I don't post, but I watched the Kent and Perry video, and that somehow it was like he hit on a couple things in part of that about kind of dealing with this. Once it comes in, it's important not to hold it in, not to hold it in. There was a part of it about maybe shielding, but I don't feel like for myself that shielding is necessarily a part of it. It's like I'm not experiencing all of these things, I'm not personally experiencing these energies. However, I'm noticing that I am just kind of letting it flow. For myself, it's for myself, it's seeing, seeing them, and letting them flow through my space. And that doesn't mean that I experience them. I don't experience them like other people do. If people are being afraid or in some kind of terror situation or something like that. But it's more like it's just something that I observe this, and I observe it and I just allow it to pass through. And there's no, there is no panic whatsoever. And so it's very important, I feel, to stay out of that space. Which is why I like, I like Dr. Corsi. I like listening to Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's very level emotionally. He's very level. And I've listened to a couple of the videos that their group makes. And by the way, that page has changed. Check the Oh, I don't know which post it was. One of the Q posts that I noted that the links have changed, and there's a video I just posted. The last post before this was the Jerome Cosey video with this group, and it's under a different. The pages are changing because of this censorship. I think they're posting it on different places. And anyway, I put the links up for that. I did watch and I listened to one video that was with this group. And honestly, sometimes I just can't listen to these group chats and these group talks. And there's some of them I just don't tune into. But when Dr. Cosey comes on, it's almost like it's like a relief. It's like, oh my God, thank you. He's there. He is just very calm in the way he talks, in the way he deals with the group, and I really appreciate that. I do. That's the kind of, I don't listen to a lot of videos that are just blather and people talking to each other about this and that and this kind of thing and that kind of thing and oh, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. I don't listen to those kind of things. I listen to Monty Python occasionally, and I do believe the Department of Silly Walks, the Ministry of Silly Walks, first of all, it is in all governments. I can tell you there's such a department in every government, just absolute nonsense. But that's part of what's being cleaned out as well. There's just this whole thing about, this whole thing about human trafficking. We're talking about human trafficking, but that's connected to full disclosure, disclosure of the Hidden Space Program. That is linked to disclosure of the full cosmic. So there's like all these different disclosures. The full cosmic is what you're getting on Gaia. Gaia TV, the variety of, we'll call them, for lack of a better term, off-planet beings who have made their home here and or who are around us who might not be in the third dimension. We might not be able to see them all. But there's this Earth-type disclosure. There's these layers of disclosure, these levels of disclosure. The levels. I'm going to write that down, of disclosure. There's the Earth, 3D surface type. There's more the 3D. SSP type, secret space program type, and then there's the, we'll call it the multi-D cosmic type, and of course that can be, that's pretty big, you can go a long way with that one, but it's really amazing to see this going on. It's just really, it's all happening. And that's why I really like, it seems to be one of my roles is to just watch all this stuff, to watch it, observe it. I'm just going to write that down too. My role is to watch, observe, and many others are having to have the same role, and report. But, essentially it's from my higher self perspective. That, I believe, is one of the more important things for anyone who's doing this. It's like, are you viewing it from just, oh, my God, this is going on. Oh, my God, how horrible this is. How terrible and all this kind of stuff. Some people report that way, including Alex Jones, including some of these other people. Again, that's one reason I like listening to Dr. Cosey, is that he doesn't really get into this horrible, horrible stuff. Like, oh, negative, negative. And like, oh, my God, I hope so-and-so's going on, and I hope they do. Because I get that a lot from Alex Jones, not all the time, But I, you know, some people are there just to kind of blow things out, and they have their own way of blowing it out there. And, you know, I just don't tune into that. But, you know, with Dr. Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi, it's kind of like he just states things. And he says, yes, I think, but I do believe this is that, for example, he might say something's going on. I do believe Trump is going to address this very soon. And one of the reasons I like him is he does have a close connection with Donald J. Trump. So you can get a little bit more reliable information about what might really be going on with, you know, with the Trump government administration type machinations, things like that. But higher self perspective, you know, seeing, you know, really seeing and sensing the higher picture. That, I believe, for a lot of us now is really important. And you know, there might be another way of calling it a multi-dimensional perspective. It's kind of like, you know, instead of viewing things just as, oh, horrible this is, or just in a 3D, I tell you, the 3D ain't cutting it anymore, okay? In fact, you know, 3D only paradigm viewing is a DPP, dead parrot paradigm. So that is a dead parrot paradigm. And I know that a lot of people are going to get that. You know, we're not here to continue the dead parrot paradigms. Those of us who know there is more to this existence, this planet, than just the 3D, then, you know, there's multi levels. We really have to be a multi, you know, we have to have a multi-level consciousness, multi-level viewing of all of this. Otherwise, it's really gonna, I mean, a lot of folks who are going through challenges right now are likely just viewing it from a single, either an ego perspective, or they're just viewing it as, oh my God, look at what's going on. Isn't this horrible? Isn't this terrible? Well, a bridge fell down in Florida, International University. Well, of course, we don't necessarily want that kind of thing to happen. There's got to be a larger picture to it. But a lot of these things need to be, at least from my perspective, I release them, I release any personal responsibility for the event itself, and I release any personal responsibility for the emotions that people are going through about it. And that can mean anything that goes on, including the insanity, the so-called kind of insanity reactions that people who have been brainwashed are going through right now. You know, Mark Dice likes to call a lot of these people liberal lunatics. However, I know that that is not true of all liberal people who have a liberal way of thinking. You know, I have a liberal way of thinking. I want to see the planet liberated, and I have no concern about any person's sexuality, how they present themselves, whether they are, you know, if they're a man, they want to dress like a woman. If they're a woman, they want to dress like a man. I know people of all different kinds of persuasions in that way. It's all external, but it's internal to them, and it's important to them to be who they are. So this whole thing about labeling somebody, again, that's a dead parrot paradigm. You know, labeling. You know, labeling is a DPP. And I know people who've labeled themselves, you know, who label themselves certain things, whether it's conservative or liberal or Republican or Democrat, whatever the deal is, they label themselves that. Oh, I'm a diamonds dyed in the wool Republican, or, oh, I'm a liberal Democrat. I said, well, bullshit. I couldn't give a shit what you are. I don't give a damn what you are. You know, how you label yourself. That's not what you are. Your label is not who you are. You know, I'm KP. I'm Kawilla Pele. I'm, you know, I have another name. I have a name, Brad. You know, it's like, well, that's not who I am. But it reflects something about my essence. But I don't label myself. I'm not a blogger. I am not just an energy worker. I'm not a light worker. That's not my whole thing. It's like, this is something I'm here to be and something I'm here to do. But again, labeling, doing this labeling thing is a DPP. You know, dead parrot paradigm. Let's stop it. I mean, we've got a choice. I'm not saying you have to stop it. If you want to stop it, you can stop it. So, you know, that's been going on as well. Now, let me check my studio here. Let's see how much time we got left. Got about 3 minutes left in the regular show here. So that human trafficking thing really is going to lead to a lot of things, a lot of exposure, apocalypse, and a disclosure on many levels. Now, following that post was the one video by SGT Report, which I thought was very helpful. There's a lot of great points in there. Then came the Q items. I decided to post a few Q items myself because I saw them, and then later on, I think it was about 4 or 5 hours ago, what's this group? Open Mind, the Open Mind YouTube channel, posted the video, and that's one of the alternate YouTube sites, apparently, that the Corsi group is going to be using. And they do go through a few points. And I just noticed one of the things that showed up on there, one of the things I didn't point out in the in my highlights was that the there was one there, one of the later ones, I think it was 952, talks about John Perry Barlow, who was like an internet independence, sort of like a, what do they call that, IBOR, Internet Bill of Rights type of champion. Sort of a strange guy, but he was like a big internet guy. And then it says we have the sub. There's something about an Argentinian sub, I think, has to do. Hostage release, and then 1,000 pieces. So 1,000 pieces, that's one thing I didn't get. 1,000 pieces, that's what John Kennedy wanted to do with the CIA. CIA was, and I'm just going to put this as a cue note, that 1,000 equals... 1,000 pieces, which was what John Kennedy, what JFK wanted to do with the CIA. So, and come to the end of the show here. Well, actually, we're not coming to the end. I can go as long as I want. I can go 10 minutes longer. But anyway, that was kind of a neat piece. So from that Jerome Corsi video with his group. It's only an hour long, so it's not a super long deal. But, yeah, it's just, well, what can I say? There's so much going on. So I think the main points from this one is that, again, we are dealing with a multi-level, multi-dimensional apocalypse right now. Yes, we can say, like the last show, I think a couple shows ago, talked about the chaotic node. We're in one of those. There's all this stuff. We're going from one level to a higher level. And in part of that process is entering a node of chaos. There is massive chaos going on right now. There was a fellow named the Nobel Prize winning scientist that said that's how you go from one state to another. It's an apocalypse, and you go through a stage of chaos, and I can't remember the guy's name. I'll think of it later. But it's okay to be in this state. It's okay to be in this multi-level, multi-dimensional, multi-state of conscious of chaos, of everything being turned upside down. We're in a massive apocalypse right now. So all I can say is enjoy the ride. Enjoy the apocalypse. I mean, if we're riding big waves, which we are, we're riding big waves, what's going to happen is every once in a while, you're not going to exactly ride it perfect. And if, you know, if we're riding a big wave, if we're riding big waves, you know, there's going to be an occasional washing machine experience, which means you get pushed out of the wave or you fall out of the wave, and then you're in the where the wave has sort of crashed, and you got all this foamy water swirling around. You might be go down a few feet, and then you're stuck under there for a little while, but you're tossed and turned, but it's okay. You just don't panic. You rest, relax, know that you're going to come up to the surface, and you come up to the surface again, and all is going to be okay. So for all I can tell you right now, enjoy the ride. If you do happen to fall out here and there, just don't panic. Relax. Know that there's a higher power. There is a higher guide that can help you through this. And enjoy the apocalypse, you know. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, that's the deal. You know, enjoy the apocalypse. That's kind of what the deal is right now. So with that, I'm going to say aloha. And we'll end the show with Brother Is a Ala'e. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Ala'e, 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 ala'e. Yeah.